Today's shir will be Lilin Nishmas Tobi Yehudis Bas Avram Yitzchak. Here we go. We are starting the halachas of Hilchos Shavuos Siman Tav Tzadi Daled. There are not a lot of halachas of Shavuos, but there's a jam-packed siman over here. It'll take us a couple days to get through the denim over here. So we're just going to read maybe one line of the Mechaber today. We'll start off with that, and that is the Mechaber tells us Biyom Chamishi. After you've gone through all the lachas of Sfiras Omer on the 50th day, after you quarter 49 days of Sfiras Omer, the 50th day, as we all know, is Shavuos. Yom Chamishi L'Sfiras Omer, who Chag Shavuos. Okay, the 50th day of Sfiras Omer, that is Shavuos. Let's look already in Sivkatan Aleph over here. A lot of jam-packed Sivkatan over here. So number one, the Mishnah tells us is, U'miachorin li'ispal arvis b'knisa Shavuos. We make sure to wait to daven Marv. In the Knesset Shavuos with Tzeis HaKochavim, only after Tzeis HaKochavim, Kedeshu Yimeasir Mentes Yom Tmimos, in order that we make sure that we have 49 complete days before we get to Shavuos. We talked about Tmimos at the beginning of Seir Somer, and therefore we want to count it right away. So I'm saying all nights, at least on the first night, so to over here, we want to have complete on the opposite end, the end of Seir Somer, therefore we want to have complete Sfiras Omer, and therefore we wait to daven Marv until after Tzeis HaKochavim and Leil Shavuos. Okay, Leil Shavuos only after Tzeis HaKochavim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here. Now, a couple things in terms of this. Number one over here, we see that this is a din in Marv. The post can be down. This is for sure a din in Kiddush. Also, that you make sure that you say, even those who are Makel daven Marv before, but make sure not to say Kiddush until after Tzeis HaKochavim. There are those who are makbid, then therefore also, since in Yontif you're allowed to light halakas neres of Yontif after Yontif starts, therefore there are those who are makbid, the woman should not light Yontif candles until after Yontif starts also, until after Tzeis HaKochavim, for the same reason. This Shlomo Zalman disagrees, according to Licha Shlomo Yud Beis Beis, he writes that not only he held like this, but in his house also the woman would light candles before Yontif. That is not a problem. He says that the Iker Hakpad over here is on davening Mariv and on saying Kiddush, but other things we are not makbid on. Okay, and that is how they were knowing in the house of Shlomo Zalman. The woman would light already before Yontif. If a woman's anyways minig is generally on Yontif, she lights afterwards, so she light afterwards there also. But if they normally light before Yontif starts, like most women do, so to over here, even on Erev Shavuos, to light candles before it. However, in terms of women, Marina Rabin or Nevensal brings down over here, it's in Dira Maslu Miacharin. He brings down over here Gam Nashim. At the end of the har over there, it says Gam Nashi Roy Shiachro Li Spalo. Women who daven Marav, they should also be Misachad the daven Marav. The Yeshomim Shaf Nashim Chayavas and Sirus Omer. Since there are those who hold, women are also Chayv and Sirus Omer. Therefore, they should also be Machbed and Tmimos in terms of davening Marav. Once again, in terms of halakas neres, they're allowed to go ahead and light candles earlier. And we'll see maybe why this is. I'll understand this a little better, Havana, on the next ha'ara. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Davidson brings down over here. So if you have this din of tzmimos, you have a din of tzmimos that you really only start to shavuos after Tzeis HaKochavim. However, we have another din that is fighting against us. So a lot of times you have two halakas that seem to be sort of contradictory. We have to figure out which one to do. That is the halacha of Tosefes Yontif. We all know, or hopefully we all know, that every Shabbos and Yontif, you have a din of Tosefes Shabbos Yontif. Okay, some hold that it's a mitzvah daraisa. Rov Rishonim hold that it's a mitzvah daraisa to bring in Shabbos and Yontif early. But over here, we're telling you not to bring in Yontif early because you want Tmimos. So which one are you going to do? If we start Yontif after Tzeis HaKochavim, that's great in terms of Tmimos. But you've lost out on Tosefes Yontif. But if you go ahead, but if you want to do Tosef Yontif, what about Tmimos? Sayin HaChanami Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal brings down from Rav Zhulti. Rav Zhulti was the Shiva's Rosh Gola. He learned that he was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim also. Rav Zhulti Zatzal caught the Mishnah's Yaibitz. De'ein din Tosefes Yontif B'chag Shavuos. There is no din of Tosefes Yontif B'chag Shavuos. The fact that the Torah's Megalos says Tmimos Tiyena is telling you that there is no Tosefes Yontif and Shavuos Mishum Tmimos. The Chayin Das Haimak Dover, the same position is found by the Netziv in the Haimak Dover. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal disagrees. He says, "V'nira li ani asdaiti da'akol asmach." This whole din of Tmimos Tiyena, and therefore we push off davening Marv and things like that. It's an asmach of Alma. It's not what the Torah meant. Tmimos that you can't bring in Yontif early. That's one taina he says over here. It's an asmach of Alma, and therefore we're not going to mevatel a pasul mitzvah asay daraisa of Tosefes Yontif. He says, "Umish ani yachol ach." He says, "Someone who cannot push off davening Mar for whatever reason it might be, health reasons or whatever it can, he can't daven Mar late. Yipol, v'kaddish mo'od yom, he's still davening Mar. We don't tell him not to daven Mar. We don't tell him not to make Kiddush. He would still make Kiddush even though it's mi'bo'od yom, because this is all in the smachta ba'al, we wouldn't mevatel Kiddush for this. But then I believe the Iker Tain is like this. Zmana tosefes liyontav, ain't no hofech liyot biyontav yatzav. There's a big chakir in terms of when what is mekabel Shabbos early, or is mekabel yontav early, what does it mean he's mekabel? It mamish becomes Shabbos? Okay? Or it just means that it's really still Friday or it's still Erev Yontif, but you've taken in on yourselves not to do malacha already at this point. You brought in Ksas of the Kedusha. That's what Rav Neventhal is writing, and that is a lot of nafkin in this. One of them is, as we said before, even if you took in Shabbos, you forgot to count Sviras HaOmer, you're allowed to still count Sviras HaOmer, because we don't say it's Mevatel that day. It's not that day anymore. So therefore, he says in Neventhal, it's not really a stira from each other. It's two different things. One is Yatmimos, you shouldn't take Kiddush, you shouldn't actually mekadesh the Yom exactly until afterwards. However, you could bring in the dinim of Zman Tosefes Yontif, even on Erev, and therefore it's not really contradictory. You can do both. That's what he's saying. Zman Tosefes Yontif, Eino Hofech Lios Ki Yontif Atzmo, El Rak Sheesh Lino Bizmano Tosefes Bisurim Ki Yontif, we're knowing the Isurim like it's Yontif. But it's not Mamish Yontif yet. Therefore, you take on Tosef as Yontif like any other Yontif, and it's not Goreya from the Shavuos. And that Gemara is for the Tmimos of Shavuos. That's Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal's addition over here, disagreeing with the Shita of Rishulti and the Emek Dover over here, that you would Mekabel on yourself Yontif. That's how we are going to go Halach LaMaisim. Tomorrow, B'zrat Hashem, we'll get into all the dinim of the kriya and the tefillos of Chag Shavuos. Now let's get into the rest of over here, Sivkat Aleph, which is the din of Shavuos, and that is staying up all night. Where does this come from? Why dafka? We all know Matmat Torah. They don't make some sense, but it's based on the Zohar. The Zohar tells us the continuation in Sivkat Aleph. Ita b'zohar shechassidim arishonim hayu neorim kol alayla v'oskim b'torah. The chassidim arishonim, they used to stay up all night, and they'd be osik b'torah all night shavuos. Ukvar nagu rova lomdim lasos kein etzori, became a mineg that rova lomdim, they stay up all night. And listen to the words of the Ariza. V'ita b'shochan aruch ha'Ariza, I believe the Rosh Yeshiva quotes us between the Chasim Sofer a lot, but it's also in Ariza, I'll brought down over in the Mishnah Berurah. Da! The kol misha b'layla l'yoshin klal. Oh, someone who stays up all night does not sleep at night. Vaya osik b'torah, he's osik b'torah all night long. Muchtach lo shi yashlim shnosso v'lo yere lo shum nezek. It's muchtach lo that he's going to last the rest of the year, he's going to be alive the rest of the year, and no nezek is going to happen to him if he uses his time wisely on Lel Shavuos. So that's the Avtocha, the Arizal over here, that if one is makta to stay up all night, and he is not mevatel his time, and he uses them wisely, then he's muftach lo. Sheyishalim shnaso, v'lo yereshum nezek. Why? Where does the Zohar get this from? What's the reason behind this? Well, I have different reasons given in the posting. The reason, the most famous reason, we're quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah. B'shein the Magen Avram says the Atam, Kotov Magen Avram. Okay? Al pi pshuto shi Yisrael yishenim kol laila, because there of Matan Torah of Bnei Yisrael slept all night. V'hutzrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahayir otam lekabel Torah k'dis ha-Medrash. The Medrash tells us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu had to come to wake up Bnei Yisrael. Wake up! It's time for the Torah. And that was like a bizayin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? If someone's excited for the next day, you wake up by yourself. You know, your kid, little kids, on an exciting day, whatever the day is, they're going on Tiyul, whatever it might be. They're all up an hour before they're supposed to wake up because they're excited. So why didn't Klal Yisrael wake up? So that was a little bit of bizayinos. Therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake him up, l'kach anu tzrichin l'takin, so we have to do a tikkun for Klal Yisrael, who didn't wake up early the day of Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake him up, and therefore, we stay up all night learning Torah. So much so, someone once came to Rosh Shlomo Zalman and said, listen, I'll learn better if I sleep at night. I'll learn much better than the day. Let me say, 10 hours during the day, just let me get a normal night sleep. Why do I have to stay up all night? That Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and this is a Klal Gadol, this is a very classic Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it is quoted in Halicha Shlomo, Yud Beis, in the Ha'aras over there, Ha'ara. Hey, I believe, he says, even though you're going to still learn better the next day, he says you should learn a Klal like this, that any time
the lomdin. Any time of Klai Yisrael is taken on a minig that is muslak amongst the Yerei Shemayim, then you go with that minig legamri, even though it doesn't make sense to you. And Kalvachomer Chomer over here to mechanech bnei beiso to do this, to mechanech your children to do this, not to go ahead and go against the minig of Klai Yisrael. That is very, very chashuv, says Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, even though you're going to learn better during the day, stay up all night learning, says Rosh Hashanah to the person who asked him this shayla. Now, what to learn during Leil Shavuos, and that is a very, very big machlokes that is historically in the amongst the Gedolim. Says over here the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry. All the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, he says, Ve'oskim b'Torah. Ve'oskim b'Torah all night long. But what Torah over here? So there's came based on the Arizal once again, there's something called the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. It's a lot of psukim, a lot of different things. I believe a lot of Zohar also. A lot of psukim that are brought together. It's called Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Okay? So the question is, historically, why were they attacking this Tikkun? Was this Tikkun in order to bring Leil Shavuos to the Rov Am? That even the people who don't know how to learn so well, they have what to do. Leil Shavuos. Okay? And it was meant for them. Or it was mamish meant for even the Lomdim. It was even meant for the Rov, for even the people who know how to learn by themselves. Nevertheless, to do the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. So Marino Rabin of Nevensal, it is in the back of the Mishnah Berurah and the Haras, because not enough Haras room on this page. On page Kuf Nandali, he says, V'dim Rasul V'oskim Torah. He says, B'yeshivos Nagul Yilmo Gemara. In the yeshivos, like those shows, we're knowing to learn Gemara. Okay, then he brings down very interesting. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nachum Partzovitz, Zal Marli B'yeshiva HaMasechas and Nevesi and Yonin D'Yoma, whatever Masechas they're learning, though, that's man, that's considered in Yonin D'Yoma. Okay, that's a famous saying. And he says like this, Ach harbe gedoli olam nagul omar tikun v'chei nog agra. He says, many of the gedolim used to Leil Shavuos say the tikun, and even the gra would say the tikun Leil Shavuos. And he says over here, Da'avid kamar avid, Da'avid kamar avid, u'bevad shelo yivatel desman mediburim ba'alma. You wanted me noeg to say the tikun gavaldik. You wanted me noeg to go through Maseches Megillah 7 times, gavaldik. Whatever you want to do, as long as you're using your time wisely, that is the most important. The Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov, which is a very, very saver amongst the Svartim, he writes that the tikun was only for the Amoratsim. It's for the Amoratsim who don't know how to learn, and therefore that's the tikun for them. But people who know how to learn should go ahead and learn by themselves. So you see, this was a very big Nachlokas in the Gdoli Ha'olam. Different Gdolim do different things. And by the way, bring down the Shalmei Moed, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman himself also used to do the tikun Leil Shavuos. I'm not sure what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal is. I'll try and get it out of him what exactly he does, but it's not clear over here. But for sure, the Eker is that someone's going to use his time wisely. Amongst the Sfarim, it's very well known that most do the tikun. Amongst Ashkenazim, most don't do the tikun. But you see over here, even the Ashkenazic poskim, many did the Leil Tikun, including the Gra. Fine. Now, a couple of things. The rest of this Mishnah Berurah goes through all the dinim of staying up all night. We'll maybe have a separate share on that, of the dinim of Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaShachar and Tilas Yadayim and Sittis. All the, he gives the kitzur over and sends you to all the Mar Makomoses. Well, we did it in Chelek Alf and Hilchos Sittis. We talked about it in Sittis and Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaShachar. We talked about these halachas when one stays up all night. What are the different dinim? But a couple of things that do come out of are very important. That is the following. Even though one is chayiv to do netilas yadayim in the morning, even though he stayed up all night and therefore he didn't sleep, nevertheless he's going to be chayiv netilas yadayim when alos hashachar comes. Nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's also Moreno Rabbeinu Dir Masal Shaloli Levarich over here in the back of the krach. He writes that one, if one is in the middle of learning, he's not mechuyiv to get up at alos hashachar to go wash nego vasa. He can continue learning until he stops learning, until he gets to a break, goes to the bathroom, or he's ready to go daven. Then he could go ahead and wash his regular nego vasa in the morning and make the bracha if he is allowed to make the bracha without getting into it right now. But at that point, he'll wash his nego vasa in the morning. Who did? Says Rosh Hashanah, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensal, the same thing by Birkas HaTorah. Someone who did not sleep during the day and therefore is unable to say Birkas HaTorah
right now. He's waiting for the person to get up in shul to say Birkas Torah out loud to be motzi everyone else. He doesn't have to stop learning once Alos HaShachar comes up. You might think, oh, he's chayiv in Birkas Torah right now. He can't say it technically because of the suffix, so maybe you should stop learning. We don't bevatel Torah when you can't say Birkas Torah. When you could say Birkas Torah, we say you don't learn until you say Birkas Torah. But a case where you don't have Birkas Torah available, you continue learning, you don't mevatel Torah, and you go ahead and continue learning. Now, after Masikin, you go to sleep. Many people are going to sleep for a long time, and then you get into the Savik Bracha in terms of Birkas Torah after taking a long nap during the day. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, without getting into Sivkatan Simon Memvav, he discusses it, and really he comes out, sounds like even if you take a nap during the day, you would make a bracha. However, the minhag seems to be not to make a bracha even when you take a nap during the day. However, I heard many years ago from Marina Rabin Rav Nevinsal, quoting Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that if one sleeps 3 straight hours, then you would say Birkas HaTorah, and I found it yesterday also, it's in Shalmi Moed. He says this explicitly, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman held, if you sleep 3 straight hours without waking up, you would say a new Birkas HaTorah. And the last thing is, in terms of what's very common is if you're drinking all night, you're having a couple cups of coffee or drinking water all night long, it's the same din of, let's say, someone's drinking throughout morning seder or afternoon seder. What is going to be the halacha? Rasad, Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings it down. It's quoted in Halicha Shlomo. It's the same thing that I tell the guys all the time. If you're going to be continuously drinking every minute, so then you're going to make one bracha before and one bracha afterwards. But if you're going to have a coffee at the beginning of the night, then maybe another coffee in the middle of the night, another coffee at the end of the night, before Shacharis, let's say, so in that case, or you're having a bottle of water now, or you're a cup of water now, and then you might not have for another long time, in that case, you go ahead and you make a borei nefashos after the first dose, assuming that you make a borei nefashos on coffee without getting into hot drinks right now, and then afterwards, you're going to go ahead and make a new shakol niyabidvar on the upcoming drink, and it's not considered a bracha sheinetzricha, because at the end of the day, you might lose out if you don't make the borei nefashos right away. You might lose out on your borei nefashos, because shas equal for drinking is a very short period of time. So as long as you're not continuously drinking, you're going to take a break, even for, let's say, a half hour, I would say, go ahead and make a borei nefashos, and then go ahead and make a new shakol niyabidvar on the upcoming drink. We'll continue Bezrat Hashem next time.